Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Ow. Welcome to another episode of Finding You, Mark Rome. And my co-host, Stan Macklin. It's another wonderful Wednesday of Finding You right here on your favorite Blog Talk Radio station. We have an excellent show for you today. It's Potluck Wednesday. And we have some announcements to make, as well as some surprises for you. So if you stick with us, tune in and just listen, then you'll have it. And as always, we begin our show with the empowerment pledge. That pledge is, I will work on myself. And if you can identify with that, just working on yourself. I'm going to work on my life today. I'm going to work on my thoughts, my mindset. I'm going to work on what's concerning me. So if you stop for a moment and just ask yourself, what is it that's holding me back? What issues do I have? What problems, concerns, thoughts, whatever it is, what is it that's stopping me from becoming more than I am, better than I am? What's holding me back from becoming the best person that I can be today and every day? And if you just work on yourself, if you work on your issues, your concerns, your hurts, and your pains, you will, with support and assistance from members in your family and in your community and the efforts that you make for working on yourself, you too will become the best person that you can be today and every day. It's all about working on yourself. It's all about taking time to take a look at yourself, to examine your ways, to examine your thoughts, and to examine how you can become better just one day at a time. It is simple as that. It's simple as working on yourself. And if you would just ask yourself the question today, am I ready, willing, and able to work on myself? And then start to do it. It's as simple as that. That's the empowerment pledge. Just work on yourself today and every day, and things will happen for you. So, as always, we begin our show as Potluck Wednesday, so we're going to talk about some issues, and we're waiting for Stan to get in. So, in the meantime, what is it that's going on with this airplane here? Haven't heard anything about it. And I heard a report saying that there's some people out here that's saying that they heard that plane fly over their country. So there's some rumors going on. I just want to put that out there because the mysterious plane disappearance is still on my mind. So what's on your mind? 646-716-4702 for Potluck Wednesday. And without further delay, it's my co-host and good friend, Stan Macklin. Stan, how are you?
Stan Macklin is doing great, man. Wonderful to be on another episode of Finding You. And I'd just like to say that if you have a concern, you have a question, this is Potluck Wednesday. I like to call it Smorgasbord Wednesday.
Smorgasbord.
Yeah, you can pick whatever subject you like to talk about. We'll deal with it. We'll put it out there. And there's a lot going on. We're going to try to deal with some of it. So feel free to give us a call. That number, by the way, is 646-716-4702. So give us a call, and we'll be more than glad to accommodate your request.
Yeah, if you like salad, we have salad. If you like meat, beef, chicken, whatever,
like
we
salad,
got it for you right here. Stan
like
is
salad.
Ready. Huh?
You like salads for real?
Yeah, man. I love salads. Be really
yeah,
good for
salads
you.
Salads are good.
Yeah.
How about it? I like salads. I like basically the chef salad because it kind of reminds me of Finding You, Smoker's Board. It has a little bit of everything in it.
Just got to serve it up right, man. Just got to serve it up right. And that's what we do here, just serve it up right. All right, what you got for us today, my friend?
Well, I tell you, man, there's so much going on. We're going to do a couple things out here. We want to talk about this drug ring that was up in Philadelphia.
What?
And, yes, and it wasn't down in the ghetto. No, it was not. It wasn't in the hood. It was involving an elite schools. Two Philadelphia men
say it ain't so.
You have been charged with widespread drug distribution, and they were really at it, man. They were selling cocaine, marijuana, and heroin, ecstasy at several Philadelphia area high schools and colleges.
What?
And at least eight students were employed by the pair.
Wow.
Including two minors, according to the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office. This guy was using business principles, and he had a monopoly going on. These two guys did. And they were doing it, man.
Well, you know one of them is a former University of Richmond student.
Yes, I heard that. Sure. One of them was. And, you know, the school up there, it's, what, $35,000 a semester? Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that something?
What's that all
but
about?
I guess people are trying to, I don't know, trying to make it the best way they can. Unfortunately, they got to the place where they took it a little bit too seriously in what they were doing. And not only that, but they, you know, when they made the bus, I think they secured cash and pounds of weed and coke and ecstasy and
connected.
They had guns.
Man, what?
They wasn't playing, man. They wasn't playing.
Gangsters.
They wasn't playing. Well, he had his network going. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on today, man. You know, I mean, this is something. It just shows you that everybody's maybe out getting an education, but what kind of education are they getting? I don't want to be no judge or anything like that, but the thing of it was is that they just got a little bit too deep in what they was doing and what they saw on TV. I don't know, maybe Breaking Bad. They took it seriously.
Wow.
To the next extreme. But, you know, on the other aspect, I think there's something we need to talk about. I want to take a listen to, and that is Heron has come back, man. Heron, yes, you know.
We don't need that. We don't
back
need
in
that.
Back in the day, they called it smack, you know, because it would smack you right upside your head. When that Jones come knocking on your door. Remember that song they said, was it Mrs. Jones? You know, when that Jones come, hey, was no holding back. And so this is what's going on. So let's take a listen now to this here, because I think we need to be aware of this here, because it's even here in the valley now. Right here in Virginia, there's been 200 deaths from heroin-related drugs. So
really?
Yeah, really. So I think we need to take a listen to what's going on.
So it's plain to see this heroin deal in the making.
But if you look at some of the people that just left, they're all addicts. So they're in a neighborhood here. They're looking to come to get their fix for the day.
And not just on this corner. As DEA Special Agent David Dongili drove us around, we saw dealers and addicts at nearly every intersection. He showed me the tiny bags the heroin is sold in, under street names like Bud Ice, White House, even DEA. And the buyers? Anyone from high schoolers to housewives. Dongili says most of the heroin here is coming from Mexican cartels. It's a cheap fix, just $10 a bag, and so easy to get. Here's how it works. The dealers have guys on the street they call lookouts.
Once a buyer walks down the street, you'll have those lookouts direct them, hey, they're on the corner of 6th and Marshall.
Lookouts aren't just for buyers, but police too. Some are in cars, honking their horns to alert the dealers. Watch what happens when we show up.
As you can see people walking away, this right here are several drug dealers on the corner.
They're on the move.
They're moving. You see this guy moving?
Mm-hmm.
You see these guys moving down the road here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a lookout. This individual here probably is looking to pick up a bag of the heroin. But
those guys just ran.
They're running. They know we're here.
Agent Dongili says Pennsylvania heroin is the purest east of the Mississippi, but that still hasn't stopped some dealers from mixing it with drugs like fentanyl, a powerful narcotic often used to treat cancer patients. Just last month, 22 people died from heroin overdoses in western Pennsylvania. All of it had been laced with fentanyl.
Fentanyl is extremely dangerous, extremely potent, and 2 to 3 grams of salt just to put it in perspective, a fentanyl mixed in with heroin can kill a seized heroin addict.
And they don't tell you it's in there.
They don't tell you it's in there.
Agent Dongili's team recently seized over 12 kilograms of heroin worth millions of dollars on the streets. These are evidence photos of just some of the heroin and weapons they've picked up. But dealers are going to extremes, like this woman police say was selling heroin in McDonald's Happy Meals. $2 for the toy, $80 for the heroin. Those extremes and creativity are only making Goat Jilly's job harder.
Sometimes they'll have small amounts on them, and sometimes it'll be hit. It'll be hidden in that mailbox. It could be hidden underneath the car. It'll be in a corner. Then they'll go and re-up the amount that they have on them. So they never take a chance to lose their product.
Randy joins us live. Randy, it's amazing to see how just open it is. Why don't they pick these guys up that you saw selling on the streets? Why not pick them up?
See, that's what I asked, too, because they are. They're out there doing it right there in the open. So I said, why aren't the police here? Why aren't these guys being arrested? And really, Anderson, those aren't the guys they want. They want the big guys. They want the guys who are running this organization. I'm told that they can bring in as much as $100,000, Anderson, in a single shift of about 8 hours. But the guys on the street who are risking arrest out there, they only get a couple $100, maybe $300, I'm told. It's the big guys who are raking in and cashing in on this whole deal.
So the ones who are selling on the street, they're just low-level middlemen.
Exactly. They're hardly making any money. I mean, a couple $300, you know, for an eight-hour shift, maybe that's good money to them, but the guys who are really bringing it in are the ones who are pulling in $100,000 every day, every 8 hours.
Well, you weren't able to approach any of these actual dealers, were you?
No, I mean, in fact, you know, our special agent that we were with, I mean, he had his weapon out. It was a pretty dicey scene, but I did ask him, you know, I want to see how easy it is. Can I go up to one of these guys or one of these groups and try and buy some of this? And he said no, mainly because he wouldn't let me. It's illegal. But also because he said it's so risky. He said if I had gone there on my own to try and buy some heroin, like some of these high schoolers, he sees high school wrestlers coming, he sees housewives coming. If I was doing that, he said, not only would I risk being dragged into an alley and abused, but I would also risk having my car stolen, being robbed. He said, this is just one really bad deal, and you do not want to mess with these guys.
There you go.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Now, let me say this, man. What in the world is going on in society that is driving people to this point of despair and despondency? I mean, come on, this is beyond just the, some relaxation and chilling at the local watering hole or whatever you're doing and so forth like that. But I'm talking about, this is an enterprise that's going on, and it's like it's like where people are being used, and I think we try to put a lot of stuff on Mexico, bringing stuff in here, but it's coming in from all over, from the Caribbean and Canada and so forth, and what is going on in society? And you know, they said high school students, housewives, all kinds of people. And there, as we when we opened up the show, we talked about there in Philadelphia, this drug ring that these two prep students was running, and it's lucrative. He said in one shift can bring in $100,000. So, I don't know, brother. I don't know. I just don't know. But it's here. It's definitely here all around. And what do you think, man?
Man, status of America. It's just real.
Now, it's real.
You said something that's important. Let's not place the blame on the Mexicans, because it's
right.
Not just them. There's some people behind the operation that is not Mexican nor of Latino descent. Let's be real about that. And it's not all African Americans either. I think we fall in on a pawn level, the $200-$300 a day level. So who's making that $100,000 a day is the question.
True.
Now, housewives and students, man, that's terrible, man. That's a bad habit to have. But if you want a really, really happy, happy meal for $82, oh, my goodness, man.
Now, that's
some money,
really,
man. It's about money. It's about addiction.
Really,
it's about social status. It's about a whole lot of things, man. Some people have some issues in this country, man. I'm telling you, it's only going to get worse until we start looking at ourselves. Why does a housewife need to get heroin, man?
I don't know, man. That really was some pretty thinking happy meal, wasn't it, something?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That's like a crackhead move.
Now, what would you say now? Because, you know, we have a listening audience that goes all over the country.
Yeah, yeah.
As you well know, even out of the country. And wonder if one of our listeners is listening to Finding You, and they're struggling with that type of addiction. What would you say to them to help them be able to get to the next point? Because, you know, that type of addiction is not no easy thing to shake off.
Yeah, yeah.
As I said,
true.
Back in the day, my day, they called it smack, because once it smacked you beside your head, you was basically, you was there if it didn't do you in.
True. That's a powerful piece, and that's a powerful question. I think for me and what I do and where I stand, it's love yourself. And at some point, there's something that happened with self. There's some need that needs to be addressed. There's some hurt. There's some thing or even someone that these individuals are trying to escape from. We have a lot of individuals escaping on different levels, but there's some hurt there. And there's some esteem. I mean, it could be a number of things, but the first thing that I would say to anyone, that particularly with that particular habit, is love yourself. And really take the time to look at what it is that you're doing and seek some help.
Mm-hmm.
Find some help, work on yourself, and let's get this thing right. We need you. There's something here for you to do with your life. And there's a purpose for your life, but, you know, we all have to go through some things, but, you know, work on yourself. Love yourself. That's what I would say. Start from beginners. Yeah.
And you know, you have to be open and honest to with yourself. And,
yeah.
And but I just thought that it was just, you know, since this is Potluck Wednesday, to be able to highlight that concern. And I know that here in our area they're working on it as well and so forth. But that's one of the agitating things that is going on. But on a positive note, if I can say her name right, the lady that won the Best Supported Actress in 12 Years a Slave, Lupita, I think I'm saying that right, Lupita, L-U-P-I-T-A, Lupita. She,
sounds good to me, bro.
Yeah, she, and I'm definitely going to butcher her last name, Lupita Nyong'o. I think that's it. Anybody that's listening can correct me. She was chosen by People's Magazine as the most beautiful person in 2014.
Wow.
This is an African young lady. And isn't that amazing?
Yeah, man. Times are
changing. Times are changing. People are beautiful, period. But this is a young African lady who was highlighted in terms of Best Supporting Actress for 12 Years a Slave. And, man, that is so wonderful. She was tabbed as the most beautiful. And she is a beautiful chocolate sister, a person of color, I might say.
Well, is it safe to say that she could stick around now?
What do you mean when you say that?
Well, you know, you had the little saying when we were younger, if you're light, you're right.
Oh.
Can she, with that acknowledgement.
Get back.
Yeah, she don't have to get back anymore. Beauty. You know, I think that's a wonderful accomplishment, man, because I don't know if some of you listeners that are not African American, we've had so many stereotypes and stigmas that accepting ourselves and what our noses and skin color and hair texture look like, it's an accomplishment to be recognized as beautiful. You know, now she is of African descent, as we all are at some point, but to acknowledge that, you know, we've made the progress to move forward in terms of accepting people as they are is a beautiful thing. It really is.
It is beautiful, and just like you said, to go through that whole color stroke thing was something in that, and it still exists today in various parts of the world and with certain people. People used to, back in the day, used to use what was called bleach and glow, trying mm-hmm. to bleach some lightness, some whiteness into their skin. They actually did that, man. That was no joke. And for People's Magazine, which is a top-notch magazine, pop culture, for her to be featured on the cover, that is quite prominent. And just wanted to make note about that. What do you think about down in this, what do you think about the KKK for Neighborhood Watch Group? What do you think about that? That actually happened.
Did what now? Hold on, wait. What?
Yeah.
They did what?
The men of the hood. I'm talking about with the real hood. They are doing Neighborhood Watch in Pennsylvania. A lot of things happening in Pennsylvania.
Hot spot.
Yeah.
So what, they watching their neighborhood? Is everybody included in this watch group? Or?
Well, what they did, they formed a watch group is what they did in Pennsylvania.
We got some kind of feedback in there. Well, you know, they put some kind of, here in Richmond, they put some hate notifications and Easter eggs and put them in people's yards, man. And children were getting them, and they were saying that preserve the white race and Easter eggs here.
Well, let's take a listen about this here. Here it is. It's going on in Philadelphia. But I think that one of the things that we need to understand that they have an image. And what they're concerned about is the promotion of their image. They don't want their image just to be the same old, same old. They want people to have a new understanding and perspective about them. And so this is their way of working at that. And so we know that that's not the image. But here it is.
When you think of a neighborhood watch group, you might imagine a group of average, everyday family men and women who are watching your back. But one town in Pennsylvania is getting something a little different. Members of the traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan launched a neighborhood watch in Fairview Township. They say they've experienced numerous break-ins recently and wanted to do something about it. Penn Live obtained this photo of the flyer Klan members passed out, promising to come to residents' rescue should they run into any trouble. It reads, "You can sleep tonight knowing the Klan is awake." Not exactly my first choice of protection. No word yet on how the neighborhood feels about this, but last year, a Missouri resident told KYTV he wasn't thrilled when the Klan targeted his hood to recruit members for its watch program.
I was furious. I was furious. I can sleep tonight. It makes my wife nervous.
Maybe they should make a neighborhood watch for the neighborhood watch. Just a thought.
What do you think about that?
What's going on in the hood, man?
Okay.
Now, who are they watching? Who's breaking in? That be regular?
I don't know. Whoever it is, they took the initiative to that enough is enough, and they're doing some, I don't know if it's vigilante activities to make sure that that stops, but whatever. I just thought that was interesting.
Those neighborhood rangers again. It's another group.
Going on. Yes.
So you got that former police officer in Tampa. You got Trayvon Martin's executioner in Florida. And now in Pennsylvania, you got some more community rangers. Hate to see what's going to happen when they actually get active. Anyway, that's just me. State of America,
well,
man.
I think that, like I said, I tried to hit it from the standpoint. I think they're trying to change their image. I think they're trying to be about something that's positive. And, you know, having been a neighborhood association, well, really it was homeowner association president, neighborhood security is very important. And you don't want just any adverse things. But that was just a new twist of some things that are going on, ranging from as we open up with a prep drug ring that's going on in a city where these young men, in terms of getting education, they're businessmen, and to the extent where they're carrying on their enterprise, where it affected the area schools and colleges, all the way to where the academic of Heron has made its comeback. And so on another extreme, we see an imagery of men who were called KKK doing something to stabilize and to make a difference in that community. Times are changing, that's all I can say. And if you're in the audience today and you feel that you're going through something, you don't quite know who to turn to, sometimes it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook, and I want you to know that hope is on the way, help is on the way, and don't give up, don't despair, because things will get better as you yourself make a difference not to give in or to give up.
That's true. With this KKK thing, man, you know, it's one thing to change your name and change your image, but have the hearts changed? And if the hearts haven't changed, you could change your name. You could even change faces. But if you're still in your heart thinking and doing the same things, then nothing's really changed. The devil can change his name, but he's still the devil.
That's right. That's true.
So let's hope they want to do something good. If they are, I commend you guys for putting forth the efforts to change and become a socialized part of our new America. Till then, let's do the right thing, people. All right, Stan, take us away.
Well, I'd just like to say thanks for listening. And remember, hate comes in many different forms and fashions. And whatever it is that's being destructive in your community or in your life, take a stand to make a difference. Change your image to fit that you can be part of the solution and not the pollution.
Well, I like that, man. I like that. There you have it, another episode of Finding You, Marvin Rone, and my co-host and good friend Stan Macklin. There's a lot going on, people. A lot, A-L-O-T, a lot of things. Drugs, cartels, people, money, even McDonald's is in the mix. But all you have to do is try to be the best person that you can be. Work on yourself, work on your community, change your mind, change your life, and change your heart, change your ways. Be good, treat people fair and with respect. Treat someone like you would want to be treated, and I think the world will become a better place. Join me on the web, www.theempowerment.weebly.com, for Empowerment 365, as well as Finding You and other things, other resources. We're out of here for this week. Stan, thank you. Hermelinda, Armelinda, thank you so much, and we will talk to you next week. Love you all. Peace.